Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's a Monday morning, and wow, Alan, what about those developments over the weekend in that prison escape? First, we heard on Friday that Richard Matt had been shot and killed by authorities in northern New York, followed not but just a couple of days later by the fact that they've now shot and captured David Sweat after this weeks-long manhunt for the two escaped prisoners from Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York. Both ended up at Albany Medical Center, which is where David Sweat is now.
You know, David, there is a whole bunch of stuff going on here. For example, this opens up and should open up everything that's going on in our correction system. Is there contraband getting into the prisons? The answer is yes, it is. Is there a second economy in which guards and others, and some guards, certainly not all, have been breaking the law? Are there civilian workers in these places who have been consorting with the prisoners? Is the system too brutal, or is it not brutal enough? You're hearing both of those, but clearly these are powder kegs. They have a great deal to do with the upstate economy, and some of the regions around these prisons, they exist primarily because they offer employment. And then there's the question whether the legislature and the governor have done their part, and in closing some prisons and in enforcing overtime and doing things of that kind, have they really made the situation worse? So it's like the old saying after the Chinese communists took over China, it was always, who lost China? And now it's going to be, who is responsible for what's gone on? You can see that Andrew Cuomo is being very assertive, standing up there, basically being the master of ceremonies as each of these guys was caught. I think a lot of people thought that that was a good performance. I don't know in the end what's going to happen, but I believe we're going to have a fierce debate now as to all of this.
Jubilant marchers at gay pride parades over the weekend in Manhattan. Supreme Court ruling has really brought out hundreds of thousands, whether you're gay or not, in support of what's happened.
That's right. In New York City, Mayor de Blasio was there. A wedding ceremony was performed by him. As you remember, Andrew Cuomo insisted at the end of the session that part of the kicker be that there'd be a law allowing the governor to marry people. And Cuomo married a couple yesterday. And now, look, the gay population in this country has been oppressed in many ways for years. They have not been able to marry those that they love. They have been shunted aside. There has been a good amount of prejudice, and yet they are a potent political force. Let me tell you, when it comes to political saliency, something I talk about before these microphones a lot, in other words, what one issue is the thing that would get you to the polls and get you to vote for or against somebody? For people who are gay and have been oppressed, this is it. And right now, there is a scramble for all of those politicians who have been around for a long time to make clear that they have been for gay rights, and many of them have that we have here. Others like Mike Huckabee have been saying, you know, basically that this is a terrible thing and hoping that they'll turn, the more they can do that, the more people they will turn out at the polls in the Republican primaries who will vote for them. But I think it's done. I think it's now going to be red letter law. There's very little that anybody who's opposed to it can do. Some of them are talking about constitutional amendments. That's ridiculous. That ain't going to happen. But there could be a backlash. And I think that that's something that everybody has to be aware of.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.